Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Feels like the show's starting
yeah,
now, right?
Yeah, man. Get up.
Like, that was a good first hour, but Funk Friday.
Yeah,
Halloween,
man.
Halloween, Roddy, all that. No funk.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's here
Thank
now.
You, Bo.
Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes from right now ahead of all of the Week 9 matchups. Obviously, Week 9 started last night with the Ravens beating the Dolphins, and then the Dolphins agreeing to part ways with their general manager. So we'll get to that. College football schedule, college football corner coming up in about 15 minutes as well, ahead of another fun Saturday, Georgia and Florida, among other good games. And then we'll make some picks against the spread and play some sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
Real quick, Andy, I pulled a damn Mo in Columbus yesterday with my wife, man. It was, oh man.
Oh no.
I was kidding, but she took it like, it's New Edition, Tony Braxton and Boys Man are coming here. March 29th, right?
Okay.
And she's like, oh, she's sitting there at the computer. She's like, baby, can we go to this? I was like, I didn't like, okay, well, when is it? She said, well, it's in March. And I said, how you know we're going to be together? I was so kidding, dog. I really, really was kidding. She didn't take it that way, though. I was just kidding.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty, like, you guys have been together a long time.
A long time. Like, and when I said it,
let me just ask this real quick.
Yes.
Because, like, mood at the moment plays a factor.
Yeah, she was kind of...
Things weren't going...
No, she's in her feels a little bit because I don't want to go...
Right.
Because I don't want to go to no party tonight. Right. So she's a little bit in her feels about
that. Because, like, if you said that under normal circumstances, do you really want to go?
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah, so... But you know when you can feel somebody like staring a hole in the back of your head, like, because I'm looking at the TV and I could just feel her just staring at me. I was like, damn. Yeah. Babe, you know I was kidding, right? Because I was kidding, but I think the fact that I said, no, I'm not want to go out tonight after we finish with the trick-or-treaters.
And you weren't kidding about that.
I wasn't kidding about that at all. But and then she went and bought her, I guess she assumed, because her and her girlfriend, they be like co-oping together, right? While I'm at work.
Would it be unfair to say scheming?
Yeah, scheming. And then, so her husband, who Reno, Reno's my main man. And so, but Reno has a lot of the same thought process as me. Leave me the hell alone. And so I guess they came up with some joy that she did. I walk in and she's on Amazon. I said, what you buying? She's like, some cowboy boots. I'm like, for what? She said, I'm going to go as a cowgirl. So my automatic thought is like, you going to wear some cowboy boots tomorrow while we walk in and take the kids trick-or-treating? She's like, no, we were talking about going to this part. I said, am I included in the we? She's like, well, if I'm going to go... I was like, oh, so you done made the, because that's always my answer to anything now. That is always.
Am I included in the we? Right.
I'm always, that's going to be from now on, because I need to know.
Man, they're going to get so tired of you asking that.
Oh, yeah, because I need to know. Am I included in this we? And so now I've been sitting all day. I woke up this morning like, damn, I might have to take my ass out tonight.
So does that mean then also that you're going to be dressed up as a cowboy?
Hell no.
Cowman?
Hell no. I'm going to wear all black and be a ninja.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna be a ninja. I say, you know, all I wear is
classic
black.
Couples costume. Cowgirl and ninja.
I wear all black, and then I got some leftover masks from COVID that are black. So there we go. There we go.
I love a thrown together Halloween costume.
Yeah, there we go, right there.
It's like the one year that I wasn't planning on doing anything, and I was dating. It was the first year me and Ashley were dating, and she really wanted me to come to this party. I wasn't planning on doing anything. I was like, all right, well, I don't have a costume. Oh, I have a flannel shirt and a paper towel.
Brownie man.
There we go. And I was the brownie man. It turned out to be like one of the most fun nights ever. Glad I went.
Yeah, me too.
So who knows? Maybe tonight could be one of the most fun nights ever.
Man, we've been a long time, dog. We had a lot of fun nights.
I know, but who knows?
Man, please.
Anything could happen, Randy.
I am 40-something. How many 40-something people go out?
I don't know. Abe does. Abe's out there. Well,
married 40 people.
That's not nice.
No.
Bo's kind of married. He goes out.
What do you consider out?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
What do you consider married?
We go to the Mexican restaurant down the street instead of the bar.
I can do that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
awesome.
I can do that.
Yeah, do that like, but like being week. Like in a space with a bunch of people? No, I'm cool.
Especially on Halloween.
Especially on Halloween.
I don't know. Like I like doing stuff like that from time to time, but like there's certain days that are just baked in crowded.
Yes.
Like Halloween out is going to be crowded.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, crazy crowded. Yes. Like there's, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We're going to take them trick-or-treating.
Yep.
We're going to have little, you know, little mom and dad Yetis or whatever. And there'll be plenty of drinks in there.
Yep.
And it'll be a good time.
Yep.
We got Mario. We got Princess Peach. And I don't know what Boone is. We get him one of those little turtle shells or something.
Yeah, whatever. Because that's another thing. I might have to have my dolly.
Oh, your anti-dog costume?
All the way. Oh. But because of what happened, I might have to. He might be a chicken tonight. He might be a big-ass chicken.
You have to make some concessions. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Looking like a damn chicken.
All right, week 9 started last night. Ravens beat the Dolphins 28-6. Dolphins actually got off to a decent start in the game, but it ended pretty quickly. Lamar Jackson back, really good. 18 for 23, 204.
Y'all got him back. Did y'all start him this week?
We started him. Okay. Gave us 32.5, whatever. So hopefully Jackson Dart plays well this weekend, and then we can trade him. but anyway, so that happened last night. The Dolphins got up this morning and decided they had had enough, and they have mutually agreed to part ways with their GM, but longtime Dolphins employee.
Yeah, man.
Back to when you were there.
Yeah, I've been knowing Chris for a long time, man. And, I was so happy when he finally got the – because he paid his dues. I was so happy for him when he –
What was he when you were a Dolphin?
He was a scout.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I was so excited that he was able to finally get that GM job because they hired like 3 or 4 guys before they initially hired him. So I was so happy for him and everything. And it's just been a bad thing. Yeah. The other report comes out that Mike McDaniel is going to be the – keep his job for the rest of the year. My thought process behind this, if they're keeping Mike McDaniel, is that they want to trade everybody, and Chris said no.
Right.
And so now, to me, it seems like it's a fire sale. They got some good pass rushes that can help you.
Yeah.
Maybe
we saw it last Sunday. Yeah. They got pieces.
Maybe they want to come off Waddle.
Yeah, maybe.
Or somebody like that. But, yeah, it's unfortunate because, again, this is a personal thing because I got a lot of love for Chris. But, sure. You know, he understands. It's business, man.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's bottom line. Yep. Wins, losses, and they've lost a lot more than they've won. And they'll fire McDaniel at the end of the year, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the difference is. You might as well keep the structure in place. If you're going to get rid of the general manager, you might as well keep the coaching staff in place. The season is what it is. So there you have it as far as that goes. Here's Raheem Morris, Falcons head coach, talking about what they need to do to beat the Patriots.
You do got to go run the football. You got to run the ball efficiently, right? You got to go do all of those things. We got 2 really good running backs. We got an O-line we just challenged. We got to be able to go out there and run the football. There's no doubt. But you get your quarterback back. You got to go out there. You got to score in the red zone, number one on offense, right? That's what you got to do. We got to score points, right? You just talked about how many points they average, all those things. But the same thing, vice versa. You got to go out on defense. You got to stop the run. These guys are running the ball as well as anybody. They run the ball as much as anybody. They run the ball downhill. They run the ball with big people. They've done it at 2 different places, 3 different places, whatever you're counting, whoever you're looking at, whatever the case may be. We got to go out there and we got to meet that challenge.
It's going to be a physical game.
Which we're capable of doing, which I feel really good about, and I can't wait to get to the game.
We just play that at 120. Yeah, that's all the keys to the game right there.
Pretty much. It's going to be a physical football game, and because of what you put on tape, they're going to damn sure come after you right there. I mean, they run the ball, I'm looking at it right here, about a little bit under 4 yards a carry.
A little under four?
Yeah, okay. 3.9.
Yeah.
You know, and, I mean, but you look at Ramondre, he's 3.4. Drake made it, and then what's the other? Travion's 4.3.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they do it with volume. They do it with volume, not necessarily the big play. Biggest run for both running backs is about 15 yards. Biggest run is by Drake May is 19 yards. So, I mean, you have an opportunity to probably, you know, but it's one of those things where it just keep continuously running it at you because you're poor against the run.
Yeah, definitely. And look, the knock on those guys is putting the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ramondre more, but even Travion last week was going in for a touchdown to put the ball on the ground.
Yes.
So, I mean, hopefully something the Falcons could take advantage of. But gotta have a nice performance.
Yes.
Like you can't do what you've done a couple of times this year in terms of just flat out not being competitive in a game. And then that has to transfer into a win. Like, you got to go up there and win this game and get back to 500. Tall task. Patriots are good. We'll get back into exactly what it's going to take at 120 in our keys to a game segment. Let's hear Patrick Mahomes talking about playing the Bills. Going to be a big matchup on Sunday afternoon.
They do not like the Chiefs. But, I mean, it is a cool environment. I love playing in, like, historic stadiums. That stadium has had so many great players play in it. And who knows, it might be the last time that we get the opportunity to play there. And that's what you want. You want to go in and be in a hostile environment. That's what football, when you watch on TV as a kid growing up, is the environment you want to play in. And so, obviously, they're not rooting for us, but you get to bond together as a team and get to go into a historic stadium and play in a great environment.
Who needs this more?
Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Not that it changes anything.
Anything, because they need to beat them in January.
Exactly.
But the Bills at home, and Kansas City's favored, by the way, which I understand, because they're rolling
right now. They're playing really, really well.
But yeah, Buffalo needs to win this game at home, because Buffalo needs home field advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, but Kansas City's going to get beat.
They can. They can go anywhere and win. That's why, like Mahomes said, this might be the last time we play there,
because
it's the last season for the stadium.
Yes, exactly.
But there's a chance they face off again in the playoffs.
Yeah, man. But I think the biggest thing with the Patriots now, they're rolling, man. Their offense is humming. I'm sorry, Chiefs. Thank you. The Bills.
They kind of feel like the new Patriots, don't they?
The Bills. They got the biggest thing with them is they got to get the ball to Cook. They got to get the ball to James Cook and cook in. Let him cook. Let him run a little bit. Somebody outside got to make a play. I know Smitty called out Keon. Okay. Go. Well, last time he called out Jerry Judy went and had 1,200-yard season. But I still think that Jerry's still a little salty about that. And that was the funniest thing in the world. When he was walking past Steve Smith, and Steve was on the mic doing TV. And I was like, please don't mess up, Jerry. You don't want none of that little dude right there. Steve Smith is a damn fool. So, yeah. But it should be a good game, man. It should be good. Oh, also, we saw Travis Hunter. They put Travis Hunter on IR four games with a knee injury. So that's a.
I hadn't even heard that he was injured.
It just came out this morning.
That sucks.
It just came out this morning. We talked. What's another one? Minnesota. JJ McCarthy starting this game against.
Might hear about that one at 12:40.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm trying to think. Are there any other good ones? I mean, y'all said Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart plays well at home.
Yeah.
He does play well at home. Got San Francisco coming in.
Scadaboo got hurt last
Scadaboo
week.
Scadaboo did get hurt. Oh, there it is right there. The Colts going to Pittsburgh.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, the Colts going to Pittsburgh because we know where the Colts are as far as best record in ball. The Steelers coming off a bad loss at home to the Green Bay Packers. This seems to me like this is one of those ones that the Colts will lose.
The Steelers need it.
The Steelers need this game, especially because of what Baltimore did yesterday.
Yeah, and folks are, you know, folks don't believe in them, right? I mean, the fact that, like you said, Baltimore won last night, but everyone just sort of still thinks they're going to win that division.
Right.
Steelers are like, wait, we're 4-2, 4-3 now. Mm. The Steelers, like you asked about who needs it more, the Bills and the Chiefs. Steelers need to win this one. If they don't, then they're back to 500 and everything's on the table as far as their playoff hopes and that division
Chicago
and all that kind of stuff.
Better not lose to damn Cincinnati.
Would you be surprised if they do?
No, I would not.
I wouldn't either.
No, I would not. But I mean, other than that,
Chicago's playing okay.
Chicago's playing okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if they lose that game.
Yeah. I think that's can Tennessee find a way to upset the Chargers and find a way to get a win?
No.
I mean, no, they can't do
they
it.
They cannot.
The Broncos are going to Houston. Houston's actually favored in this game.
Yeah, Houston played good last
week. Yeah, Houston actually favored in this game. Brock Bowers is supposed to be back for the Raiders this weekend, which is great news for them.
And they got Tyler Lockett now.
Yeah, man.
But practice squad.
Tyler Lockett is one of the oldest, youngest dude ever, man.
What do you mean?
Like
hairline?
He always had that George Jefferson.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, they need to. You know, because
he needs to call LeBron for some advice.
Y'all leave LeBron alone, man. Y'all leave LeBron alone.
What's LeBron up to these days?
Just hanging out.
Barkley said he's faking it.
Yeah, that's what he said. I was like, oh, God.
Why would he be faking it?
Why would he be faking it? Because he's old, Andy. And then I saw KG.
No, he's old. That's why he's not faking it.
That's why he's not playing. KG's like, well, yeah, no, he wanted his money, so he's going to not play. I just don't see him doing that.
Oh, you think he just like, huh?
Yeah, I don't. Because the injury is too specific. If it's like, say if it's just
General back.
General back or something. But no, it's a general, like.
It's a sciatica.
Sciatica. Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Hey,
I just like that people are like, he's faking it. Yeah, here's why.
Don't forget, you can always listen to 929 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just make sure you don't look at it on YouTube TV. They took away the damn ESPN.
Oh, yeah. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They'll get figured out.
You know when they'll figure it out? Monday. Luckily, this ain't a big college football weekend.
Yeah, right. It's like everybody wants to watch. Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll come back. Speaking of that, College Football Corner coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Love this song.
Yeah.
When I was a kid growing up.
Me too.
Now that I'm older, it's pretty damn corny.
That's right.
Yeah. Now that I'm older, it's pretty cheesy.
That's all right.
But it's my first album I ever bought, though.
It's a great album.
He's the DJ, I'm the rapper.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A lot of the stuff on that album was pretty cheesy.
It was pretty cheesy.
But that's all
right. Like, parents don't understand.
Pretty cheesy.
Riding in.
Pretty cheesy.
We were like in like middle school or elementary school, even.
Us?
Y'all, you were.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. But I mean, but everything he did. Didn't matter what it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, yeah, he was the coolest dude
when
ever.
When I was 8 years old, he's the Fresh Prince, and he's got music out, and he's punching aliens.
Like, yeah, man.
You kidding
Remember
me?
Remember when, at the very beginning, though, DJ Jazzy Jeff was like the biggest name of the duo?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
What was even called? It was even DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yes, that's what it was.
Mentioned first.
Because they said, he's the rapper, I'm the DJ, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I don't remember.
Because he wore the glasses and
yeah,
he was
I mean,
DJ.
Jazz was cool.
Jazz was great. Yeah.
Jazz was awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome.
But that damn dashiki. Did he wear the same dashiki every episode he was on with the Fresh Prince?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Flies off from getting out of the house.
Threw him out of the front door.
Did he wear the same dashiki every damn time?
Always being inappropriate with Hillary.
Yeah, man.
Just fantastic.
Yeah, man.
He didn't have to act at all. He just was himself.
He's just himself. That was the best thing. Was
his... He just called him Jazz. Like, it's so good.
Yeah. Did their handshake? I remember me and my boy OT, that was our handshake. Because OT's the first person, because that's what when it first came out, we lived in Germany. Uh-huh. And AFN didn't have it.
Oh, really?
And so his people back in the States would record it, and they would send the VHS over to Germany, and that's when I first saw it. And that's what I remember, because that's all OT would do. Can I get the keys to the Jag, the Benzio, the station wagon? Oh, Uncle Phil, you ruined my rap.
The good old days. You had to work so hard to watch that show.
Yeah, man.
You had that video recorded in the United States. Mm-hmm. Time that out right. Yep. Video record it. Mail it internationally so you could get the tape, watch it on your own TV, so you could be up on it. And now we're whining because YouTube TV is not going to show us ESPN.
Right.
You know what I mean? And again, that sucks. Like, if that's how you watch ESPN and you're trying to watch, for instance, you know, the Georgia game tomorrow, that really sucks. If that's not going to be able to, hopefully they get it figured out. This seems to happen twice a year with whether it's the NFL and DirecTV or YouTube TV and Disney or whatever. We're just kind of like we're the kids of divorced parents.
Yes.
Just watching mom and dad argue.
All the time.
During the drop-off. It's like, can you guys do this when we're not here?
Like, please.
All right. Let's talk about some of these games. I know that we spent a lot of time in the first hour, and we'll spend a lot of time at the top of the 1 o'clock hour talking about the Georgia-Florida game. So we'll kind of skip over that one here and get to some of the other ones. Vanderbilt at Texas. Yeah. I think the key here is we don't know whether or not Arch Manning is going to play.
It seems like he's trending towards playing.
I hope he does, because I think if he does, this could be a really good game.
Yeah, it seems like they're trending towards him playing in this football game. And it was crazy. You made the great point yesterday. Like, when the hell do we think you were saying 9-ranked Vanderbilt going to 20th-ranked Texas?
I was thinking just in terms of, like, if you could just have screenshotted this Saturday, because this was supposed to be the great Saturday. They were running all the promos for, like, you know, if you have people in your life that want to plan events, make sure they don't do it November 1st, because Penn State, Ohio State was supposed to be undefeated, or one of them had one loss or something like that. Obviously, that's not true. And other games that were supposed to live up to it haven't. Vanderbilt being higher ranked than Texas, 8 games into the year.
Yes.
Their quarterback, Diego Pavia, being the Heisman candidate, and Arch not even being in the conversation.
Right.
Like, nobody saw that coming, which is why we love college
football. That's crazy. We talked about this earlier this week. Miami going on the road down to Dallas to take on SMU. As you know, SMU was a playoff team last year, still got a lot of their guys back, but it hasn't went their way. Can Miami bounce back? Can Carson Beck mentally bounce back? Like I said, we were gone. And I watched, he was ass.
He played really bad.
He played bad, and then he did what Carson Beck didn't do at Georgia when he played bad. He tossed his teammate under the bus.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Basically, like, the other dude, it was his fault.
Yeah, which, again, he never did that publicly.
He never did that at Georgia.
But there was a lot of rumblings about guys kind of looking at him funny at Georgia.
Yes,
And I don't know, maybe that's part of why. Now, I wouldn't say trap, because first, SMU's good.
Yes.
But also, they're coming off a loss.
Yes.
So you'd have to think that they'd be ready
and
for
Jennings
this
one. Jennings is a good damn quarterback.
Yeah,
he's a very good quarterback.
You know, I probably would say this about the Tennessee-Oklahoma game, that's a knockout game, whoever loses that game.
No, that's a knockout game, definitely.
That's a knockout game in the ACC, too, because, you're not going to make the ACC championship game if you lose that game, if you're Miami. Like, you got Georgia Tech's undefeated. Like,
oh, and SMU's 3-1.
You're complicating your path even to the championship game if you lose that. And I don't know. I mean, is the ACC, I guess they could get two bids.
I think they can get two.
They could get two bids depending on who gets to the championship game.
I think
game.
They can get them two.
And honestly, if Georgia Tech goes undefeated in ACC play until the championship game, they're probably a shoe-in. And then if they lose, the other team goes. All right. I did want to just mention briefly, I know that it's an 18.5-point spread and Penn State's season is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be some blank if this is the one where Penn State's able to beat Ohio State?
It would be a miracle.
Like, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have no quarterback.
But
they fired their head coach.
Like, this is the thing that James Franklin couldn't do. If somehow they win the big one over number one,
that'd be
after
crazy,
they
man.
Fire,
they'd be crazy. Ohio State is a well-oiled machine right now, man.
Yeah, they're very.
Stan is playing his ass off.
They have the Heartline's, best defense.
Heartline's playing well, and then you talked about their defense with Matt Patricia. They are going to be a hard out.
Which, by the way, that's a name.
Who?
Matt Patricia.
For what?
For head coaching jobs.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. Yes. Mm-mm. I don't know why do you feel that way, but mm-mm. people love him there, man.
I believe
because
the defense is playing well.
Right.
Yeah.
And he knows how to coach.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me somebody's not going to take a flyer on that guy?
Like who?
Like Virginia Tech? Why not? That pedigree?
I can see him going back to the NFL before I see him going there.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I can see him going back to
the NFL. All I'm saying is that's a name people know mm-hmm. who's coaching maybe the best unit in the country.
That's true.
And guys get jobs from that.
That is true.
You know what I mean? Like, the brand is strong.
They do.
One other thing as far as the coaching carousel thing goes, because we mentioned this earlier, and that was a big quick no also, but South Carolina's season slipping away.
Yes, it is.
And they were a top 15 team at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
And their coach's dad was a legend at a job that's open right now.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if you look at this season and it's like, you know what?
I see what you're
this
saying.
This kind of sucks.
I'm with you on that part right there as far as where Shane, they got to go to Ole Miss this weekend.
You know what I mean?
I think he got no credit and build up in South Carolina.
I don't think he's going to get fired.
Oh, but you might.
I just think if he's like, you know what? I don't know.
It's open. My dad, the
like
tradition,
that.
The Beamer. I was raised there.
And I don't have to play
Georgia,
Tennessee, right. Ole Miss, Alabama,
that
Texas.
That could be a possibility.
You know what I mean?
I
feel like if they lived up to the hype this year, then definitely no.
That could definitely be a possibility.
I just feel like every loss South Carolina has takes Shane Beamer one step closer to Blacksburg.
Just his face after they lose, man.
Does it take Blacksburg one step further away from him?
No.
Okay.
I think if he wants that job, he gets it.
I agree with that, Buck. We got North Carolina. You told me. I didn't until I looked at it. Yeah, North Carolina. I mean, sorry. Notre Dame is a 30-point favorite, pretty much, over Boston College.
That's a tough situation.
Yeah, ill. And then Texas Tech. That's another one. Watch yourself that going to Manhattan because they get one. Kansas State always gonna grab one. Always gonna get a big win over a ranked opponent in Manhattan. We all know Texas Tech. You know they are a team. They're very, very talented. Obviously, they spent the money to get it, so what? You can do that nowadays. And you said their backup quarterback got hurt, right?
Well, because Baron Morton, their starter, keeps getting hurt.
Yes.
And then Will Hammond, who had been their backup and played well, he blew his knee out.
Oh.
So I don't know. I assume Baron Morton's probably back, but that guy can't stay healthy at all.
And Avery Johnson, I mean, I know we talked about his folks fighting in the street, but he's still a good player. He's still a really good player, Bunk. And Texas Tech, watch six. Because that could be an upset. And we said the game day is in Utah.
Yep.
Cincinnati.
Be a lot of points in that one.
Yeah, dog. Like, yeah, man.
Sorsby, the quarterback for Cincinnati, is legit.
He can spin it.
He's going to be an NFL quarterback. It seems like Devin Dampier is going to play for Utah. I know he had been banged up. He missed their last game. Their quarterback, who's a pretty dynamic player.
Yes.
Utah doesn't lose at home at night.
No, they don't.
They don't lose at home at night. And that's a
– Did Texas Tech beat them at night up there? Because I know Texas Tech went in and got them.
And they lost a few games at home.
Yeah.
I don't think it was at night.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Texas Tech beat them at home. That's for sure.
That's right.
But, I mean, again, they're talking about playing for the playoff and all that. Utah, this is an elimination game for them. You got to win this game to keep the season alive, try to get to the Big 12 championship game.
But that's about, outside of that, Georgia Tech, we talked about Georgia Tech, they're going up to NC State night game. Be on your P's now. You might hear about that one next.
Tennessee, Oklahoma, elimination game.
Oh, that's
as well.
Definitely elimination. And John Battier, I just wish he did get hurt, man, because he's
Agreed.
Been hurt, man. Or
Agreed.
They just rushed him back for that Texas game. He might have gave him another week, maybe, but he's been on the struggle bus.
Tennessee's offense is, if not the best, one of the best in the country. Oklahoma's got a really good defense, but Oklahoma's season's kind of teetering.
Yes. Is he? Is,
they've
is
lost
that,
two
is,
out of three.
Is he a guy that?
I don't know.
Venables?
But they got Tennessee at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
After that, at Alabama. After that, Missouri. And then LSU. Like,
Ooh.
I mean, they were undefeated going into the Red River. And... Well, I mean, that's the SEC schedule for you. That's brutal. All right, we'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy right here on Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a midday show with Andy and Randy. My name's Andy Bunker. That's Randy McMichael. If today's your first day listening, welcome. Welcome. Please stay. If you've been here before, thank you for coming back. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day, and there's a lot of big stories, but we'll talk more about Georgia and Florida, the cocktail party. We'll do a little more Georgia Tech in there as well. Keys to a Falcons victory at 120, what it's going to take to get off the schneid, get back in the win column, back to 500 on the road against the Patriots, and then an AMA, Funk Friday AMA, an hour from now.
It's great because we're watching The Simpsons because Dan Olasky has The Simpsons, and we were talking about The Simpsons.
Now, they're all decked out.
Yeah, because I was when I was telling you about the Fresh Prince had to get sent over there, The Simpsons also had to get those episodes. That's why I started watching The Simpsons. I remember Mom bought me the Bart Simpson talking dog.
Yeah.
Like, don't have a cow, man. Eat my shorts. You know, and so I was a big Bart guy. Sure. I used to draw him all the time. Big, big Bart guy.
Did you have The Simpsons music album?
No, I did not.
Do the Bartman and
I did not.
Do the Bartman.
I did not.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, I did not have that. But yeah, I wasn't as mischievous. Yeah, I was at that time. Yeah, I was. I was mischievous and everything too.
That's why. Maybe because you were watching The Simpsons.
No. It was just that phase.
My mom banned me from watching The Simpsons, and I was on the straight and narrow. That was like the one thing. She was like, "Nope, no Simpsons.
Nothing."
Yeah. I mean, there was probably other things too that I wasn't allowed to watch, but like that was the thing my friends were watching.
And how old were you when your mom would let you watch cussing movies?
Oh, I don't know. My mom probably still doesn't want me to watch cussing movies, being honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just, I mean, I was raised by two very different people.
Obviously, you watched it with your dad.
Because my dad let me watch Pulp Fiction when I was 8.
Right.
Which is like way too soon.
Right.
I had a lot of questions. And like 7? Like that movie?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
And my mom, I don't know. I mean, my mom probably right now doesn't want me to watch 7. but yeah, I think got to a certain point. I think really like what happened was when Cole got born, my youngest brother, I'm 13 years older than Cole.
Right.
When Cole got born and I was a teenager and I was like doing all right, she pretty much was like, "You're on your own."
Yes.
Now I got to focus on this one.
Dude, that happens, dude. Because I'm telling you, the weirdest thing with my mother, because my mother, my mama, I learned to cuss from my mom. I don't care what nobody, yeah. But I be a good ass cook. My mama, you think I cuss good? Angel can let it rip, boy.
I definitely learned to cuss from my dad.
Yeah,
Angel
can let it rip. But I tell you, it was funny because I talked about the movie. And so mama was at the house like last month, and we were watching TV or whatever. And it was a sex scene, right? Dude, why am I so uncomfortable watching this? It wasn't like, you know, you didn't see anything, but you could tell they were doing it. I felt so uncomfortable watching that movie with my mom. She's like, what's this? I was like, oh, God, let me turn it off, man.
Fast forward.
Let me turn this off, man.
So
just,
funny.
Just felt so.
I had a flashback to a moment like that this morning, because I think today is the 25th anniversary of Stankonia release.
It is.
And my mom bought me that album when we were on a road trip. And I was like, well, let's listen to it. And if you remember the first, like the intro, it's like Andre saying something about, you know, something kind of dirty. Yeah. And then there's a lady having, you know. It's like, all right, never mind. Yeah. We'll skip. Okay, yeah, I'll listen to this on my own time. Come on, Andre.
The greatest line ever. I know Uncle Luke. When I finally met him, I told him, I said, I got, when I tell you Angel put foots in me, because my boy snuck it to me, the first album. Yeah. Oh, and so it was, and I always get caught in the walk may get me caught with the dirty music, and then the VCR get me caught with the nasty movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was watching the flick and, you know. Yeah.
Now all you got to do is turn on private mode.
Yeah, just turn on private mode. But yeah, man.
And turn the Bluetooth off.
Yeah, dog. But yeah, mama put foots in me, man, when she heard Luke on there.
All right.
Two live crew.
Picks Against the Spread brought to you by Prize Picks.
Let's get this thing right.
Good to be right. How'd we do last week, Abe? I know how I did.
Our marathon of mediocrity continues. Three of us went 1-3. Randy.
Yes.
Cruising towards the top with a 3-1 week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man, that vacation love,
from the
man.
Beach.
That's right.
Love. Yeah.
Randy is now 17-18-1. Good enough for first place.
Damn.
Bo and I, damn. 17-19. And Bunk, right there, bringing up the rear, though, 16-20.
I also like the rear.
All right. Let's go right. Let's get right. Let's keep this. Let's build this lead. All right. Give me Georgia Tech -4.5 versus NC State.
You trying to jinx them?
No. But they've been covering.
You're right.
The only reason I lost this game because I put Syracuse +16.5.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You did pick
that. Yeah. Let's go Texas Tech -7 versus Kansas State, Denver +1.5 versus Houston, and give me the Raiders +2.5 versus Jacksonville.
I got Maryland +21.5 against Indiana. They're not going to win. I just think they might make it a little bit interesting. I don't think they'll lose by 3 touchdowns. Tennessee -2.5 against Oklahoma. I think they're going to win that game, and Oklahoma is going to start having a tough finish to the year. I got the Lions -9.5 against the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy's back. I think the Lions are going to smack them. And the 49ers -2.5 at the Giants.
Give me Ohio State -18.5 over Penn State. I'll take Texas -3.5 versus Vandy.
I thought about that one.
Give me the Chargers -9.5 at the Titans. Give me the Cardinals on Monday Night Football versus the second worst defense in the NFL in the Cowboys. -2.5.
Kyler Murray's 9-0 in that stadium.
Oh, right. High school, college, and pro. Yeah, that's right.
Now, by Monday Night Football, it'll be too late. But if Kyler doesn't play, I guess it'll be Jacoby
Brissett. I think he's playing.
Would you then like to switch it to the Cowboys? That'd be your only option.
You're picking the Cardinals to beat the Cowboys?
I'm picking them to at least
lose by less than a field goal.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going the other way than Bo in this Texas thing. I'm going to take Vanderbilt. +3.5. We'll see what Arch is like.
How much you think that line changes if Arch is ruled out?
What is it now?
Well, it started at 2.5,
right,
and has gotten bigger.
Texas favored. Okay, Texas.
So
they assume Arch is playing.
I guess so.
Okay.
Give me North Texas -6.5 against Navy.
Navy undefeated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Monken. That's another name.
Sure.
That's another guy.
Another name for
that's
the
another
jobs.
Guy.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying stuff.
Schedule plays.
I'll stop interrupting.
Okay.
Just saying. Bears -2.5 against the Bengals. Flacco's, I guess he's going to play, but
he didn't practice today.
He's going to be like.
Yeah, he didn't practice today.
I mean, who knows, by the middle of the first quarter of that game. And I've got the Lions as well. I'm giving you the point, though, Bunk. I picked it up at 8.5.
Okay.
So we're at 8.5 against the Vikings.
All right. Sounds good. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy.
This is Andy and Randy's Sports Jeopardy.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Andy.
Randy.
A little bit of Florida, Georgia / Georgia, Florida trivia here for you.
Get it right, dude.
Well, I guess you know it.
Did he hear me get it wrong?
Public. Yes.
You heard me. Heard me get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Dang,
it's a publication thing.
No, I don't give a damn.
Yeah,
it ain't no publication.
Well, it is
Georgia.
I've gotten it right.
It's Georgia.
Every You've gotten time it wrong for 5 years.
Yes, and you said it wrong right there.
I did.
Yes,
you heard it.
I did.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything because we were rolling. Okay. And way to go, I Rusty.
Oh yeah, Rusty. Let me know. Thank you, Rusty. That's why I just call it the cocktail party.
Sure,
to be safe.
What is the name or item given as a trophy to the winner of the Georgia-Florida game? It debuted in 2009.
I have no clue.
So what?
Give me the name or the item given to the trophy.
I have no clue what that is.
I don't either.
Just debuted in 09.
Randy.
Randy.
A trophy.
It is a trophy.
Be more specific.
Well, you didn't say specifics. You said item.
The name given to the trophy.
Name of the item.
I don't know. Is it like a little cocktail glass?
It is not. Apparently, the Okefenokee Oar. You guys ever heard of that?
That's awesome. I
never ever heard of that.
By the way, how is that a thing and no one knows about it?
Right, because it's a pretty memorable word.
Never ever heard of that.
Name either Georgia inductee into the 2025 class of the Florida Georgia Hall of Fame.
It's the Georgia Florida.
It officially is not.
It's called the Georgia Florida.
One was class of 1983.
Okay.
The other was a class of 2017. Those are their Georgia years.
Andy. Roquan Smith.
That is incorrect.
Oh, man. I have no clue. I don't know.
Class of 2017, Georgia.
No.
Take a guess. No. So class of 83 was Freddie Gilbert.
Dang.
And going into the class this year as a graduate of 2017 or a member of the class of 2017 at Georgia was Sonny Michel.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Did not know that. Did not know that.
Which former head coach of either Georgia or Florida coached against his alma mater as head coach of the opposing program?
Randy. Will Muschamp.
There you go.
Yeah.
I would say it's confusing question, yeah. But yeah, that is correct. Okay, Randy.
Yeah.
Randy out to a 1-0 lead. What is the current name of the stadium?
Randy. Oh my God.
Current name.
Oh, you know.
Current name.
You know I was about to say the old name, didn't you? God almighty. The current name of I'm just gonna go Alltel.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Some bank.
I can't give you that.
Some bank stadium.
You better come up with some sort of replacement for the word some there.
Chase Bank Stadium.
Incorrect. Everbank Stadium.
All right. Well, it was a bank at least.
I'm not giving you a point.
I just feel smart.
Within 2 years, when was the first official Georgia-Florida game won by Georgia 37-0?
Andy. 1913.
Good enough. It was 1915, so 1913 is within 2 years.
Within 2 years.
Oh,
said it.
Okay. I didn't see that. I didn't hear within 2 years.
Well, how many?
I didn't.
How many other of these questions are we?
I didn't hear the within 2 years part.
Yeah.
All right. Can I get a guess? What if I said 14?
It's $1, Bob. It doesn't work like that. Andy ties it up 1-1.
Everbank.
Yeah.
Everbank.
All right. We're done with Georgia, Florida questions. Now some other stuff. Who was the manager of the Blue Jays in 19? Andy.
Cito Gaston
is correct. 93, the last time they won.
I know a lot of stuff about 1993 baseball.
The World Series.
Why is that?
8-year-old Andy was locked in.
You're locked in.
In a game, in a football game played back on September 21 of 2004, who was Florida State's last ACC win against?
Hold on. Say it again?
In a game played back on September 21st of 2024.
Oh, 2024. Okay.
Who was Florida State's last ACC win against?
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Andy.
NC State.
Incorrect.
I was just going to go Wake Forest.
Also incorrect. Cal. Cal.
Okay.
Conference game.
Damn, they are in ACC.
Great.
It might have been Cal's first conference game.
Great.
Which two MLB franchises officially have black and orange?
Randy. The Orioles.
That's one.
And the Tigers?
Mm.
That is incorrect.
Oh, is it blue and
orange?
I think theirs is a dark blue.
Orioles, obviously, Randy.
Is correct.
Dang it.
You're both going to kick yourselves.
I can't see it.
Orange?
I can't see it.
Randy, don't help him.
Black and, I don't know.
Miami. Who?
I can hear Bo saying Miami.
Freaking Marlins.
They got black
in there? It's not the Marlins.
I don't know. Who is it?
Which is even worse because it's so obvious. Orioles and Giants.
Oh!
I know.
Damn.
Come on.
I know. Randy, you have to get this one to stay alive.
Damn.
Andy holding a 2-1 lead.
We're watching Full House and everything.
Could be the final question. Name two of the three Major League Baseball franchises that have never had an MVP.
Randy. This team just had. While they were currently on the team?
In that franchise's history.
Okay, the Marlins?
That's incorrect.
Who the hell won MVP of the Marlins?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Randy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
I probably would have guessed that, too.
Yeah.
Andy's going to win, but do you want to try and figure this one out?
Yeah. I don't think the Blue Jays have ever had an MVP.
That's also incorrect.
Olerud?
Who?
I didn't look them up.
Is the name Olerud?
I don't think Olerud did. Now, he batted like 370 when he was there, but.
So, I mean, I don't know. Did Joe Carter win one?
Maybe.
Anyways.
Tony Fernandez or something random?
The Diamondbacks have never had one.
All right.
Okay.
They've
had Cy Youngs.
Tampa Bay Rays
that makes sense.
Have never had one. And the surprising one, longtime franchise, the New York Mets have never had one.
Really?
Huh. Really? You say Josh Donaldson won one when he was a Blue Jay?
Okay.
That's cool. Shout out.
And George Bell.
They've had two. There you go. All right. That it?
Andy wins 2-1.
We did it. All right. Bye week this week. We will come back and get to the big story of the day, cocktail party, some of the other big games in college football as well. Keys to a Falcons victory, half an hour away as well. Thanks for being with us on a Funk Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable.
Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.